It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Sean Duffy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, I'm Eben Brown. Thousands of Ukrainian refugees are now inside the United States, thanks to Americans agreeing to sponsor them. So many Americans wish to help, and so many Ukrainians are hoping.
And so many Ukrainians don't know someone in the U.S. who could sponsor them. And we also have thousands of Americans who want to help, but don't know a Ukrainian.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Since Russia's war on Ukraine began, there have been countless images of Ukrainian civilians fleeing the country, likely first to Poland. We've seen fathers kiss their wives and babies as they get on trains and buses before the men grab their guns and go to war. So many of those refugees have been brought to the U.S. via sponsorship, and they've been aided by an agency that first set out to help refugees from another nation in shambles.
Welcome.us was founded last year to mobilize Americans to meet a moment of great national challenge, which was to respond to the resettlement of tens of thousands of our Afghan allies after the fall of Kabul, and then followed quickly by the need to help Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion.
Anya McMurray heads up Welcome.us, which works to find and assist sponsors in their work in hosting refugees, giving people escaping war-torn homelands a chance.
And what has motivated me to do this work and what has motivated so many folks is that we saw Americans all across the country from all walks of life ready to help, but not sure how. We founded Welcome.us to make it easier for those Americans who wanted to do something to find a way to get involved, whether through volunteering or donating resources. And most importantly, through directly sponsoring a family in need and bringing them to safety.
So let's talk about the need for the Afghan nationals that you've helped. Certainly everyone saw the video of Afghan nationals trying to leave the country before or during the American withdrawal. We have heard the horror stories that have befallen so many people who stayed or were left behind when the Taliban came back to power. How many Afghan families or individuals have been taken in to the United States to American families? And you know, what do their lives look like these days? And then we'll talk more about the same that you're doing for the Ukrainian folks.
Well, more than 80,000 Afghans have been relocated, resettled in the United States. They are in communities large and small all around the country. And they are, many of them, a year now into their journey to get back on their feet in a new country. And Americans have played a really important role in welcoming them, in offering them a helping hand, in getting them enrolled in schools and first jobs. And it's tapping into that truly American spirit of seeing a problem and stepping up to the plate to help that Welcome.us was really built to capture and to magnify and draw in more and more Americans who are seeing their neighbors do this really important work and wanting to learn more about how to do it themselves. And so it started in response to supporting our Afghan allies who did so much for us overseas, helping them here with that journey. And now I think Americans are called in much the same way to offer that same helping hand to Ukrainians who are suffering so much at the hands of a very aggressive Russian invasion.
So for the Ukrainian people who have been sponsored, they're now here in the United States. What is life like for someone in that situation? I mean, this is their, they've been taken to a new land. They may not know the language. Their children may not know the language. They have to get enrolled in school. Eventually people need to get jobs and work. What is that process like? And how does welcome.us help in this type of scenario? It's one thing to get people here to the safety, but they then have to become, you know, somewhat self-sufficient at some point.
Absolutely. And that is precisely what being a sponsor is. It's being that helping hand to self-sufficiency. And what we've done is built a platform called Welcome Connect. It's an online tool that makes it easier for Americans who want to learn more about how to sponsor a Ukrainian family in need to learn and then to get connected to those Ukrainians who are looking for an American. And it's so important because after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. government created a new program which allows Ukrainians to come here and frankly, come here quite quickly, often in the matter of a month or so. But first, they must be matched to an American. They must have an American willing to sponsor them. And so many Ukrainians don't know someone in the U.S. who could sponsor them. And we also have thousands of Americans who want to help but don't know a Ukrainian. And what Welcome Connect does is it connects them. It creates a safe and easy process for those Ukrainians looking for an American sponsor to find one. And it provides a lot of information for Americans interested in sponsoring to learn more, understand what the requirements are, and have the opportunity to talk to several different Ukrainian families before deciding if this is the right path for them, if sponsorship is the right path.
But sponsorship programs are nothing if there are no people, Americans in this case, willing to do the work and take on the burden or the cost. And there are many. Often they are moved emotionally, spiritually even, when they see how much good it can do. Elizabeth Langland is a sponsor. She lives in St. Augustine, Florida. And Elizabeth, you're someone who has engaged in this work. So let's talk about your experience. How did you and perhaps your family come to the decision that you wanted to sponsor someone such as this who is in such dire need, and how you prepared yourself for this, and what, you know, what was it like essentially? You know, what did you have to get ready for?
Absolutely. Thank you for those important questions. Interestingly, I was inspired by a young Afghanistan woman who had managed to escape her country in 2017 to pursue an education, which was denied her by the Taliban. And I saw how much she benefited from the refugee experience. So that was the kind of first inspiration. Then when Russia began its war of aggression on Ukraine, my husband and I saw the suffering of the Ukrainian people, particularly the children and the women who were trying to protect. And we wanted to help, but we didn't know how. So we were casting about and found finally this welcome.us connect, which is an extraordinary resource for anyone interested in this activity. We simply saw it lays out step by step what you will need to do in terms of perhaps finding an apartment for these folks to live in, making sure it's furnished. And that would be one of the larger things. And then just the smaller things of getting the children enrolled in school, signing up any adults for employment authorization so they're allowed to work in the United States. But we knew exactly what the steps were. There was no mystery here. So we were completely convinced we knew what we were getting into. And I think that's very important for folks. They need to know what they're committed to. This website allows you to do that, and it also allows you to make a personal connection with a Ukrainian family even before you decide to sponsor. So you can see if this is the right moment for you, if this is the right decision for you.
We're speaking with Anya McMurray. She is the president and chief operating officer of Welcome.us, an agency that helps to match sponsors and sponsees to aid refugees, and Elizabeth Langland, who is a sponsor who lives in Florida. We'll have more straight ahead. Tell us about your sponsees. You know, who are they? You don't have to give out identities or anything like that if you don't want to, but tell us about why they were a perfect fit for you, you know, what it's like for them coming to this country and trying to essentially start over in a strange land. I mean, this is not Ukraine here. It's a very different place.
You're absolutely right. It's a very different place. We are sponsoring two women who are sisters, each of whom has one child of school age. Their husbands remain in the Ukraine as part of the Territorial Defense Army. But their husbands, of course, were eager that they and the children be in a safe place and a place where the children could continue their education. It has been an extraordinary experience from the beginning for us. So we met them at the airport, and immediately they just hugged us as if they had known us forever, as if we were dear friends. We felt an immediate connection. There was such gratitude and such joy. After a couple of weeks, the mother said to us, you know, we'd forgotten what it looked like when our children were happy, because for so long they'd been under so much stress and strain. So we found, in fact, that whatever we've given, we've gotten back tenfold, we feel, because the rewards of this experience are extraordinary.
What are the logistics like for undertaking this? Because I think a lot of people may have the desire or the want, but then they see what's really required of a sponsor to do everything from paperwork to legwork and maybe even putting people up in their own homes while they try to get more permanent housing for someone they're sponsoring. What is it, you know, what is it like on that end? I mean, it's a lot of work, I have to imagine.
Yeah, yes, it is, actually. And we were prepared if we needed to put our refugee family up for a while if we needed to. But we had enough planning time, a couple of months before they arrived from the time we had agreed we would sponsor them, that we were able to review some apartments. I'm pleased to say that as soon as the apartment owner found out that we were sponsoring Ukrainian refugees, he wanted to help. And he reduced the rent and picked up all the utilities them. So that's an extraordinary story, isn't it? But this is what we found everywhere. Everywhere we turned, someone wanted to do something for the family. And so, yes, it was work, but we always had helpers. Everyone stepped up to help us with all of the details. So we were never alone. And it was, for that reason, an extraordinary, rewarding experience of connection.
So even though you are the sponsors, you found that other people were willing to help at their own expense, too. So, I mean, if the landlord is going to reduce the rent and pick up utilities, that comes at a cost to them as well. So that's outstanding. There's more than one family involved on either end here. That's quite amazing.
May I just add that we have co-sponsors. Two dear friends, John and Fonda Eiler, who immediately, when we said, would you like to co-sponsor with us, they said yes. I mean, immediately, without any hesitation. And so that's an easy way to expand your own responsibilities to create, bring someone, as Anya said, from a book club, from a church, from a synagogue, a mosque, wherever. You can bring people together with you. You're not required to do this all by yourself.
And what has it been like? I mean, you found these two women, their children. You've grown so close to them. What's it been like on that end, on that emotional end? You have these new friends who you've taken in and you've helped them get on their way, if you will, even if it's just a temporary situation for them. But these are new people in your lives.
These are wonderful new people in our lives. We absolutely love them. They are so dear to us already. They really were from the beginning, but we hear from them daily. They're all constantly sending us pictures. They're sending us videos. today happens to be the birthday of the husband of Ludmilla. And she sent us a video of Sergei, her husband, in Ukraine, celebrating his, there was some poignancy in this, of course, because, of course, they're cold and they lack water and, food is short. But nonetheless, there's this sense that we're so much a part of their lives now. And it's extraordinarily rewarding.
Elizabeth Langland, you are sponsoring, along with your family and friends, Ukrainian nationals, refugees. You did it through the help of Welcome.us. Anya McMurray, you are the president and chief operating officer of Welcome.us. Anya, is there a website people can go to, or is it just Welcome.us that people can check out for all this information?
Yes, Welcome.us will give you lots of information to learn how to do just exactly what Elizabeth is doing, and signing up on Welcome Connect, the platform where you can get connected to a Ukrainian, doesn't commit you to sponsorship. It just gives you a chance to learn more so you can decide if sponsorship is right for you.
Thank you both for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.